the astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. 016. Sri Haridas gets the prasad. Sri Advaita Prabhu's disciple, Brahma Haridas, more commonly known as Thakur Haridas, every day, by the mercy of his guru, he was chanting 3 lakhs of Harinam, 192 rounds of japa every day. And of those 3 lakhs, he was chanting 100,000 names of Sri Krishna within his mind, manasik jap, and 100,000 names of Krishna softly, upamshu, japa, and 1 lakh loudly, uchaishik, japa. Only after completing his 3 lakhs of rounds would Haridas Thakur accept Krishna's Mahaprasadam, and then he would relish Krishna Katha directly from Sri Advaita Prabhu. If anyone simply remembers the saintly conduct of Haridas Thakur, then that person will start worshipping Krishna. As long as Haridas Thakur stayed in Shantipur, Advaitacharya was serving him and loving him by sending him Madan Gopal Mahaprasad every day, because he knew that he was too busy chanting to go out and do bhiksha or beg for rotis and madukari. One day, Advaita Prabhu ordered Haridas Thakur to come into his home to accept Krishna's Mahaprasadam, which had been offered in the Shraddha ceremony for Advaita Prabhu's ancestors. Replying to Advaita Prabhu's order, Haridas humbly folded his hands and said, "O Sripad, O Gurudev, I am a Yavana. I am an outcast, a non-Hindu. I have no right, I have no adhikar to accept the Mahaprasad of Sri Sri Radha Madan Gopal. I can just sit outside your house somewhere near your boundary gate like a village dog, and then I will just eat the remnants of the brahmanas that are coming for the bandhara. In this way, I will follow your order to take the Mahaprasad." Many powerful tantrics, Durga worshippers, pandits, and Vaishnavas were in that assembly at Advaita Prabhu's home for the Shraddha Vaishnava Bandara, a huge feast. Even then, surrounded by all those great pandits and Brahmins, Advaita Prabhu overlooked the Shastric rules and etiquette to serve them the Shraddha Patra plate, because he should have given it to the leading Brahmin in that assembly. Instead, Advaita Prabhu gave that Shraddha Patra, that Mahaprasad plate, directly to the outcast Haridas Thakur. At that time, Sitanath, Advaita Prabhu said, "Listen, Haridas, I am Veda Panchana. Thus, no one can overrule my order. I consider the feeding of you will even exceed the benefit of feeding 100 Brahmins. Therefore, it is my order. You must accept this." So humbly, Haridas bowed down his head and accepted it. However, in that assembly, personalities invited for that Vaishnava feast, the tantrics and Durga worshippers and pandits and Vaishnavas, they were very amazed and upset to see this unusual action. So then they said angrily, "Advaita, we will never again come to your house. You are acting against the rules of Shastra. What have you done, given this Shraddha Patra to a Yavana?" The stalwart, immovable Acharya, Sri Sitanath, Advaita Prabhu said, "What have I done that is against the rules?" And the leading Brahmin of that assembly said, "You should have given that plate of Mahaprasad to us We are Brahmins. Have you forgotten? Sitanath firmly replied, what is done is done. Now what to do now? So please accept my rule and what I have done. The Brahmanas said, no, nothing doing. From now on, we are finished with you. We give up all our connection with you, and we will oust you from the Samaj, the society of learned members of this Shantipur Dham. Hearing this, Prabhu Sitanath said, let it be. Tatastu. After those angry guests left Advaita's house, Sri Advaita Prabhu ordered Haridas, please display some divine powers so that these people will learn the proper lesson of your true identity and the value of Sri Guru and my order and my activity. So then Haridas Thakur withdrew Agnidev from the whole area. None of the invited guests and Brahmins and Tantrics and Durga worshippers that came to that Utsav at Bandara, no one could cook. There was no fire in anyone in those people's homes. Then one of those Tantric invitees who had no fire to cook, he meditated deeply on his Ishtadeva to Durga. Then Durga appeared to him within his heart and said, you have offended. You're an aparadhi to my pati. My husband is Shiva, and that Shiva is now Advaita Prabhu. If you want to eat anything tonight, then you better go beg forgiveness from Sri Advaita Prabhu. Only if he forgives you, you will be blessed. Otherwise, your life will be ruined. After hearing this voice of Durga, his Ishtadevata, he told everyone what had happened. Then all the Brahmins from Navadvip, they came to Prabhu Sitanath and they prayed, oh, Prabhu Sitanath, oh, Advaitacharya, oh, Sadashiva, please forgive us from our offenses. And thus, by this Leela, Advaita Prabhu showed the power of pure devotion of Haridas Thakur, who became totally purified of all the contamination of his birth as a Yavana, becomes so powerful. After hearing the apologies of the Brahmanas, Advaita sent them to Haridas because he considered they had offended him also, so they should beg his forgiveness. So they began to praise Haridas Thakur, all those Tantrics and Durga worshippers and Pandits and Brahmins and Vaishnavas. They came to glorify him with choice prayers. Oh, Haridas Thakur, your greatest devotee, your Naam Siddha, you are so glorious and great grand devotee. Then while they were speaking like this, then suddenly Haridas Thakur revealed his eternal form as Brahmaji. And then to show his mystic power and unlimited powers, fire came from his mouth, and then they all could cook again. Seeing this, all those Brahmanas and offenders praised Haridas Thakur. And then they sat with him together and they all honored Mahaprasadam without any consideration of caste or creed or high or low or varna or ashram. Oneness in love, oneness in bhakti, oneness in realization, oneness in surrender to Sri Advaita Prabhu. This is the beautiful Leela of Haridas gets the prasad.